Standing on the hill heading down St Vincent Street, in between Douglas Street and Pitt Street, we can see St Vincent Street Church. Fiona Sinclair, president of the Glasgow Institute of Architects, tells us why this church, surrounded by modern high-rise buildings, is one of the most important 19th century monuments in Scotland.
What's interesting about St Vincent Street Church, as seen by the modern visitor, is that it's now surrounded by buildings that are far taller. So what you don't immediately get is how large that building must have appeared when it was first built. It's very, very important for a number of reasons. It's important because its architect, Alexander Greek Thompson, as we know him, was very, very important in Victorian Glasgow and far beyond. He was a man way before Macintosh who was looking to use modern materials, what were cutting-edge materials at the time. So St Vincent Street Church is important because it survived. It's actually quite important because it's something of a surprise that it survived. It was built for the United Presbyterian Church, of whom George Thompson, Alexander's brother, was a member. I think they were quite a well-off congregation, and they were very broad-minded. They were open to new ideas. They were also open to having an interior that was really colourful, hence the interior of St Vincent Street Church is. But it ceased to be a United Presbyterian church, and it was for a period owned by the Glasgow Association of Spiritualists. And while it was owned by them in the 40s and 50s, I think, they essentially found it was too big a building to handle, and I believe they applied for permission to demolish it. At the same time as which, they launched a campaign to raise funds to restore it. So it was one of these ideas of, we'd like to demolish it, but we don't really want to demolish it if somebody could actually give us the funds to restore it. So Glasgow City Council compulsorily purchased it in 1964, I think, and they carried out some really very urgent repairs using a lot of cement and asphalt and materials that were quite inappropriate to a building of this stature. And it's now leased by the Free Church, and they're just very, very carefully looking after the building. And of course, it's only really in those last 15, 20 years that it's been open to the public to come and enjoy. And it's been a staple of Doors Open Day since Doors Open first hit the streets of Glasgow. So essentially, you've got a building that's important because of its architect. It's important because it's the only surviving example of his church work. He designed other churches, but they weren't actually ever built. It looks, interestingly, still very statuesque, despite the fact it's surrounded by far higher, more modern buildings, but it must have looked unbelievable at the time it was built. And at the time it was built, it was paired with a little tenement on St Vincent Street, designed by Thompson, in the same way that Caledonia Road Church was paired with a little tenement. Tenement has long gone, and of course the building that Glaswegians will forever associate with Habitat was built south of it and to the east of it. But it still stands there proud. It helps that it's built on a very steep slope. The street slopes down to the west, but Pitt Street at the side slopes far more steeply down to the south. And what that allowed Thompson to do was essentially build a platform, a flat platform, on which he could sit the church. So he essentially built a big stone box on the sloping street, essentially got rid of the slope by dint of building this box. He put all of the ancillary accommodation, the basement, all the kind of boiler rooms and what have you, in the basement. And then he sat on this box, a temple, a Greek temple, but a Greek temple designed in his style, with his astonishing tower. And essentially linked the tower and the temple, which seemed kind of odd components to sit alongside one another. But he'd already done that at Caledonia Road Church a couple of years previously. And some say Caledonia Road Church is better than St Vincent Street, but St Vincent Street is far more exotic and far more unusual, a little less restrained. So essentially what you've got is something that's built in stone, but he's done the most remarkable things with the stone, particularly on the tower. So if you look at the tower, you've got this great square of stone rising up to where there's a clock. Below the clock, there are little openings with kind of caryatids or sort of busts, if you like, facing one another on all four sides. The clock itself wasn't fitted until some years after the church was built. It then rises up to what the historian Andor Gom described as an elongated policeman's helmet. The tower's capped by what he described as a policeman's helmet with a sugar caster on top, which is as good a way as describing the top of that as any other, I suppose. There's a kind of mixture of styles in the tower. It's not just Greek, there's a bit of Egyptian going on, and there are those who say there's a bit of Hindu, a bit of Indian going on as well. Legend has it his brother George altered the design of the tower, and I can't imagine George did anything other than make it slightly less exotic. It's essentially a totem pole. It's just an astonishing Glasgow totem pole. The side, Pitt Street, is quite interesting for what's going on. If you look at the side elevation of Pitt Street, what Thompson's done is he's created this astonishing zigzag using stone. You've got the windows to the side aisle. It only happens on the Pitt Street facade because the other facade was blocked by the tenement, of course. He's created this zigzag of stone that wraps around these squared windows. You get this alternating sort of glass and stone, dark and light, sort of solid and void, which is something that he played with a great deal and which he perfected in the terrace in which his own house is at Murray Place in Strathbungo. So you get this sort of remarkable, almost Greek key design wrapping down the Pitt Street facade. And then essentially, this is repeated as you stand looking at as the elevations, as they sort of recede away from you. The building is, for the most part, built in stone, probably Gifnock sandstone. Gifnock was one of the principal quarries from which that sort of light yellow-grey sandstone was sourced in Glasgow at the time. Thompson had links with the quarry masters. His own terrace is built out of Gifnock sandstone. It would have looked quite different if it had been built in the red sandstone that became popular in Glasgow in later years. It's very patchy looking at the moment, and that's largely because of the manner in which it was repaired using cement in the 60s and 70s, but also the fact that it has never been cleaned, which is not something that's generally recommended for buildings nowadays. What's interesting about the interior is that Thompson, probably unlike most of his contemporaries, stipulated colour schemes, and there are surviving drawings of his work that essentially illustrate that he had at all times in mind what colour interiors would be finished in. So he wasn't an architect who thought in black and white, he essentially thought in colour. And looking at the exterior of St. Vincent Street Church, I think it's unlikely that you would imagine that the interior would be so light-filled and in such riotous colour. Essentially, the main hall has galleries that are U-shaped. Caledonia Road Church, I think, had galleries possibly only at one end. In St. Vincent Street Church, there's a sort of U-shaped gallery. What you first notice is the beautiful colour of the pews, which are just natural North American yellow pine. And the wonderful thing about pine is that it darkens through age and exposure to sunlight. So it's turned this absolutely wonderful golden hue. And what Thompson did was he used a lot of North American pine, but what he did was he added decoration to it using mahogany. So essentially, all the sort of tiny little kind of rosettes and little sort of fretwork decoration that you see in St. Vincent Street Church and also in one or two of his house interiors, Homewood House in particular, in Cathcart, is mahogany, tiny little pieces of mahogany. And they were simply applied to doors and the face of the galleries and so on. The organ isn't original. The organ might even be the second organ. And at the time that the organ was installed, the rear behind the pulpit was moved forward. So there have been some alterations carried out to the building since it was constructed.